This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Cook County says we'll no longer be prosecuting low-level drug thieves. Pilgrim's Pride, one of U.S. largest chicken producers, says that by 2018 there will be no antibiotics in 25% of its chickens, and it will cease using antibiotics that can harm human resistance. The state of Oklahoma finally bowed to science and recognized that oil drilling and wastewater storage below the surface is causing earthquakes in the state. Kansas City Bishop was finally forced to resign due to sex abuse scandal, which is seen as a major accomplishment for Pope Francis. Workers in Russia are engaging in wildcat strikes and protests against the government over unpaid wages due to the economic sanctions. 90% of 360 Chinese cities failed to meet Chinese government air pollution standards. Idaho is resisting a global pact on child support, thereby jeopardizing federal funding as well for benefits for parents and children, particularly poor ones who will lose various federal subsidies unless legislators change their minds. National Association of Criminal Defense Attorneys has demanded an overhaul of a Postal Service surveillance program that records information on the outside of letters and packages of people suspected of criminal activity because of its lack of oversight and potential for abuse. Six U.S. Senators, Al Franken from Minnesota, Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey from Massachusetts, Ron Wyden of Oregon, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, and Bernie Sanders of Vermont have urged regulators to reject Comcast monopoly merger with Time's Warner Cable. Professor Richard Friedman argues that we need new mechanisms to distribute income to deal with inequality. He suggests some citizens' ownership of capital stock so that they are like rich people with much non-labor income. There were 95 hospital mergers and acquisitions in 2013 in the wake of the Affordable Care Act. A study of more than 150 hospitals found that patient costs were 19.8% higher for physician groups and multi-hospital systems compared with physician-owned organizations. Of course, that survey was by the American Medical Association. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.